It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's game is brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Lumen Christi Catholic Schools, County National Bank, Alro Steel, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Jackson Public Schools, Meridian Wealth Management of Michigan, Able Heating and Cooling, Northwest Community Schools, American Title Company, West End Farm to Table, and Fuller's Chem Dry with our Player of the Game.
High school football live on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now, here's GOC and Ratch.
Welcome to Jackson High School. Ratch on assignment this week, and GOC here with Josh Ankrell tonight, taking the solo flight here at Withington, the home opener for Jackson High. Big night. The pink out for cancer is just wrapping up, and we have a kickoff here in about 10, 12 minutes from the stadium on what is turning out to be a very nice evening. The clouds have broken here, and the sun just sinking in the west. I'll say we have a small crowd from here on of, I can count them, five across the way in the western bleacher. Pretty good Jackson High turnout, and folks still coming in. Of course, they have instituted some new rules and regulations here at the stadium, and one of the big ones is that all spectators now are coming through the main gate, which, you know, if you jam up 5 minutes before the game, you might miss some of the ball game and not get in. So on your trips over here to watch football, you might come over a little early with just the one gate, and they are metal detecting at that entrance. The back entrance no longer open for the general populace here at Withington. Jay High decked out in the pink jerseys, so that's good news for the broadcaster tonight, because you can pick up the numbers a lot better tonight than we will the next couple weeks when we have the, well, it's just a difficult color combination. Not quite as bad as the ones last week. But we'll move forward. Ann Arbor Huron comes to town. They broke a long losing streak week one. They beat hapless Ecor 63-14, and they came back to earth last week as Flint Kearsley beat Huron up in Flint 28-6. But this is a better Ann Arbor Huron operation, and they have some pretty decent athletes. They've got decent size. Jackson High, my goodness. I've been doing them for about 40 years or 50 or whatever it is, and I don't remember a bigger offensive line than the one they feature this year. They're almost 250 across the front. Average offensive front. Great quarterback in Noah Bush. He just had an outstanding year last year. And, of course, the little pepper pot running back, Dorian Riley, is already, after two games, well over 400 yards rushing. The junior bowling ball type, he's 5'6", 190, and he's just difficult, especially that big offensive line, to pick up and knock down. And he's off to a sensational start here for Scott Farley and his crew here at Jackson High. Coaching at Huron this year, Antoine Mack, capably assisted by Mario Stewart and Rufus Pipkins. And we're awaiting the arrival of the River Rats. Big coaching staff over here. Rob Dillon's coached for a long time. Antonio Parker, Corey Slater, Tom Schaefer, David Winters, Tom Barberi. The list goes on, almost too numerous to mention. And we're rolling toward the opening kickoff. Next, this starts three straight, by the way, at home for the Vikes, as they will have Dexter here next week, and the following week, the Chelsea Bulldogs. So those might, and then they back that up with a trip to Ipsy. Those are probably the three toughest games on the Jackson schedule. They close with Tecumseh and Pinckney. Just watching the huge offensive front for the Vikings, and they are big, and they look even bigger in these pink outfits. Let's take a three break, hear from some of our fine sponsors. Our presenting sponsor, of course, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, and that fine crew. And we'll be right back after this timeout on 970 1015 FM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
And many great sponsors tonight: Omnisource, Jackson Public Schools, Seymour Ford Lincoln, L. Rowe Steel, and Fuller's Chem Dry, featuring our player of the game tonight. Starting offense, let's run through that real quick for Jackson High. Benoit Richards, veteran left tackle, senior at 230. The left guard is Dominic Simonetti, senior at 240. Marcus Castrava at the center spot, a senior, 245. Then Jason Roy is a junior, the starting right guard, 275. And the starting right tackle, Cyrus Starks, a senior at 250. So a very good-sized offensive front for the Vikings. In the backfield, Noah Bush, the senior. He's 5'11", 180. He can run it and throw it. He's dangerous, just an excellent athlete. Riley, the running back, 5'6", 190. He is a junior. And then Jackson will spread it out. They'll run some of their wideouts from the slot positions. Kyron Stitz, he's a veteran, played a lot last year. Very valuable player on both sides of the ball, senior at 180. Cornell Taylor, a junior at 175. Austin Mathis is a wideout, senior at 175. And Luke Lyons, senior at 165. That's a starting 11 for the Vikings. Let's squeeze in one more break here as we roll to the open. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 3 minute break, and we'll be back with the opening kickoff. Jackson High and Arbor Huron next on WKHL.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Okay, just about ready to go here from Withington. Again, Ratch on a side. Ratch told me he had to go to a wedding out of town. I hope he's not running away and won't be with us next week. He'll be on a honeymoon or something like that. We missed, I did not see a coin flip, but they must have snuck one in among all of the festivities here. Jackson High did a fantastic job, per usual, with the cancer event before the game. A lot of pink T-shirts. They sold those for $10 a pop, and they are all over the place here at the stadium. Good crowd. I wouldn't say a great crowd, but a good crowd here, and just about no one here from Ann Arbor. Jackson will kick off. And the Vikings, decked out in their pink, will roll from your left to right on your WKHM dial. And teeing it up is Mac Stechnik. He is a junior, 6'1", 170. So the Vikings will go on defense. Little squib kick. The ball is loose but recovered by Huron at the 50. Pretty good job by Huron to scoop that up. That was Brandon Rawls. The spotlight on Brandon Rawls there. He initially, the little squib kick, he kicked it but was able to drop on it before a Viking could get there. So 50-yard line, Tyson Edmondson is the quarterback. Lanky kid, probably 6'2", 6'3". They've got a couple huge wide receivers. They throw it out here in the flat. It's caught 50, 45, 40, and he slips down for a first down at the 38-yard line. Just flared it out of the backfield to Aaron Winston, the quarterback Edmondson, for an initial first down. And now they run a direct pitch to the tailback. That's Tyrell Hill, and he picks up about 3 yards to the Viking 35. So the short kick, you immediately give Huron real good field position. They hit for 12 yards on the first play, and they're barking right down your throat here after two plays. I mentioned they have a couple enormous wide receivers, 6'5", 6'6". And Edmondson rolls and throws. Beautiful throw. It's caught. First down near the 15-yard line. That was a wonderful throw by the quarterback, Tyson Edmondson. And it is first down in the red zone here for Ann Arbor Huron. And they've come out and really caught Jackson flat-footed here throwing the football. Edmondson out of the gun. He hands it off. And this play hit the backfield. Brendan Blood, junior linebacker, was in the backfield. And that'll be a loss of a couple from the 17-yard line. Loss of two from the 15 to the 17 and a second down and 12. And now they're going to direct snap to Hill. He fakes a handoff and runs. Gets a couple yards and he is corked. 44, Garrett Ennis. Textbook tackle by Ennis, the junior, at 180. And it'll bring up a third down and 10 for the River Rats. At the Jackson 15, we've just started. Edmondson in the end zone. It's dropped. Boy, they had a touchdown there, and that was dropped by Mike Davis. As he beat the defender, he got away with a little push-off. He was wide open in the corner. He had both hands on it and dropped it. That, was an excellent throw by Tyson Edmondson. Let's check his credentials here. He is 6'3", 170, and a junior. They're going to try a field goal here of 33 yards. That is a surprise. 33-yard field goal for Ann Arbor Huron. Snap is good, and the kick is pounded. And it is good. And I mean, that was good by 15 yards. Little left-footed kicker there was, I believe... Well, Edmondson was the holder. We'll have to find that kicker. It was Kasim Henderson. And he blasted that through, and Huron takes a 3-0 lead. Good weapon there when your drive bogs down. He really pounded that through. That could have easily went 40, 45 yards. And Huron jumps into a quick 3-0 lead after just a couple minutes here at the stadium. But a good stop by the Viking defense as they had a first down at the 15. Jackson caught a break on that pass that was dropped in the corner of the end zone by Mike Davis. He's got to be kicking himself. And Davis is one of those. He's 6'5", 210, senior wideout. And the kick for Adam Samaha. Okay, he was the kicker, left-footed. Punches it down here. Inside the 10, the run back. 15. Can't turn the corner. Breaks the tackle. Look out. Look out. All the way. No. No. Touchdown, Vikings. You're kidding me. Orlando Trader. Looked like he was going to be run out of bounds at the 20-yard line. My goodness, somehow he stayed in bounds and just shot up the sideline. He goes 90 yards for a Viking touchdown. Orlando Trader, who is a sophomore, 175-pound sophomore. I would say Mr. Trader is pretty dangerous. How did he stay in bounds? Amazing run by Trader. And we've played just over 2 minutes. That is insane. Jackson takes a 6-3 lead. And they're going to line up in a two-point set from the three-yard line with Noah Bush out of the short gun. Looked like they jumped offside Huron. And they are offside. Nose man in the middle, way offside, so that'll put the ball to the 1.5. Jack Fairley changes the offensive package here. They might go with more of a power play here from the 1.5-yard line. Vikes go for two after the scintillating, about a 90-yard, maybe 88, 89, 90, right in that ballpark. He caught it near the 10. Orlando Trader, miracle run. Here's Riley hit the backfield. And did he bounce off? No, he didn't get there. They're calling him short of the goal line. There was no hole initially. Now he bounced out of a tackle. And he got pretty close, but it looks like he hit outside the goal line. What a start here after just over 2 minutes. It's 6-3, Jackson. Quick break, 30 break, right back on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
I'm going to give Orlando Trader 90 yards on the kickoff return, and Jackson leads 6-3. And here's the little squib kick, and they cover it again at the 50. In fact, at the Jackson 49, I think it was the same player. It was Candido Wright fell on it. So here on great field position, little squib kick by Jackson. Again, they do that. They don't like to punt. You know the drill over here. Not a lot of punting and not a lot of deep kicking. Here's Edmondson. He's being chased. Lobs it out here. Intercepted. Here's the run back. Is that Baird? 40, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown. Kyrene Stitz. Edmondson had pressure in the backfield, and he threw it up for grabs. The receiver fell down, and it went right to Kyren Stitz. And he went about just under 60 yards. I'll give him about 57 yards for the pick six. And this is a carnival over here. It's 12-3, Jackson High. On a 90-yard score and a 57-yard pass interception for a touchdown. And they'll go for two again. And we have, goodness, we've played just 3 minutes of this first quarter. We've had more things happen in 3 minutes than we've seen over here in some full seasons. Here's Bush. He fires. Wide open! Nobody covers the receiver on the short side of the field. A complete meltdown by Ann Arbor Huron. Now, do we have a flag? My goodness, it is good. Their officials were discussing something. Maybe they were in shock. Austin Mathis there was nobody within 20 yards of him for the two-point conversion. And it's 14-3, Jackson. We're going to score about 200 points tonight. We keep this up. Unreal. Action tonight, and there's plenty of it for County National Bank, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title Company, Northwest Community Schools, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Spring Arbor Road. That sun just killing us here at the tree line. Got about 10 more minutes of that. As that sun right into the faces of the Jackson High crowd. Here's a little, this time they pooch it, and that goes out of bounds, and that'll be a flag. They tried to just chip it over the front line this time, and that goes OB. That was Max Stacknick on the kick. And Huron could have them kick it over. I think they'll take it out. Well, they're talking it over. 35-yard line, they will take it. And a first down. Aaron Winston in the backfield with Tyson Edmondson. And he's back to throw it, and he throws it long down the sideline. That's incomplete. Good coverage that time for the Vikings. And that was Jaheim Rice, who was not in our starting group, but he was right with the big wide receiver, big 6'5", Mike Davis. So that's a change in the defense for the Vikings. Edmondson out of the gun. He's going to throw it again. Rushes on. Flag. This one's caught. They set up a nice screen. 40, 45, 50, 40, 30, 20. Foot race. All the way. Touchdown. Huron. And another flag. That play goes 65 yards on a little screen out in the right flat. But we had two flags. We had one at the snap, and we had one at the run. And that's normally some sort of illegal block down at the 20-yard line. I wondered why Jackson got in the backfield so quickly. Well, they kind of let him through. They suckered him and set up a very nice little screen right flat. And Jackson really, their defense really got caught napping there. But they might catch a break. Now, all the officials are talking. There's a flag way back here at the 30. And there's a flag at the other 20. Okay, we played 3.5 minutes. We've already had three scores. It's 14-3. Looks like this one will not count. It's a procedure penalty against Huron. Wow, killer. Absolute killer. And also an illegal block on Huron. But let's see where this ball ends up. Lumen Christi has just jumped into a... Well, now Coldwater has scored 7-7, Lumen and Coldwater in the first quarter. Lumen Christi, Coldwater, 7-7 in the first quarter. Okay, they walked off the 5, and now they're going to walk off 10. Oh, 15. Was that a personal foul? I'm not sure what that signal was. But it was illegal, and that turns into a 20-yard penalty. That cost Huron 85 yards as they fire one out here on the sideline. Pretty good catch by Jalen Matthews, but just a short gain, about 5 yards out to the 20. Yeah, they scored a 65-yarder, and instead of that touchdown, they get 20 yards in penalties. My math says 85. Edmondson. Going to be hit. Down he goes in the backfield. Sack. Brendan Blood right there. A couple Vikings. I think Benoit Richards also back there for the Vikes. Okay, up front, Malachi Kretzinger, Jason Roy, Benoit Richards. Linebackers are Garrett Ennis, Guillermo Baird, Colin DeCourt, Brendan Blood, Rex Pryor, Cornell Taylor, Orlando Trader, Kyron Stitz out in the secondary, and we've seen Jaheim Rice, and he's out there on Davis right now. And here's a whistle, the direct snap to the running back, and a timeout Ann Arbor Huron. It's fourth and forever. But let's take a break. Back in a minute. On 970 and 101.5 FM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Hey, it's fourth down, fourth and 30. And here on back to kick. Now they fake it and throw it. It's caught. 30. Jackson misses a tackle. They get a first down to midfield. Are you serious? What an unbelievable call by Ann Arbor Huron. And Coach Antoine Mack, who in God's creation fakes on fourth and 30. Are you serious? And... Jamel Thomas was wide open down the middle. There was no one there. Cornell Taylor came up, whiffed on a tackle. At about the 40, it would have been Jackson's ball, and they get a first down. And now they fire out here. Good coverage again by Jaheim Rice. He is a 5'9 junior defensive back. Really blanket coverage on Big Mike Davis. It'll bring up a second down and 10. Goodness, fourth and 30, and they fake the punt back inside their 20-yard line. And they get it out to the 50. Now they go screen again. Jackson not covering the screen. And they get about 8 yards down to the Jackson 42. Vikes in a dogfight here, even though they lead 14-3. We haven't even seen the Jackson offense. It's crazy. 90-yard kick return and a 57-yard pass interception for a touchdown. Jackson offense sitting on their thumbs over here as we are just about halfway through the first quarter. Now the running back runs right through a tackle. He is hammered, but he gets a first down. Wow, that was a big hit. Oh, did they fumble? They fumbled the football and Jackson recovered. Wow, not much of a signal by the official. So Jackson recovers a fumble. That was a heavy hit. My spotter couldn't make it tonight, but that great hit there, and there must have been a late fumble. There was really not much of a signal at all from the officiating crew. I did not see a beanie go down. I'm sure it did somewhere. And Jackson gets it back at the 40. So another turnover after the incredible fourth down and 30 conversion by Huron. They cough it up. Here's Riley. And he is absolutely hammered after about a yard. They've got a couple big boys in the middle for Ann Arbor Huron, a couple 250s, 270s. And they run really very similar defense. They have three down linemen. It looks like five linebackers. Three in the secondary. Bush rolls, looks. Pump fake, throws. Whoa, what a catch! 40, 30, 20, 10, all the way down to the two-yard line. What a throw by Noah Bush. Austin Mathis, great catch, and then he ran away from the defense. They put him at the three-yard line, goal to go, Jay High. This is an absolute Donnybrook. We've had more big plays in this first 6 minutes than we've seen in some full seasons over here. Crazy. And there is Riley. I think he went down at the two. I don't know if his knee hit his elbow yet. He tried to pop back up, but they're going to spot him at the two. Goal to go from the two. So far, Riley has not, he's only touched it a couple times, but not been able to pop loose. And he is creamed in the backfield. That is a great play by Brandon Rawls. And that's a loss of two, and it's third down and goal from the four-yard line. Jackson leads 14-3. In a first quarter that's really hard to explain everything that has happened here. And it is coming fast and furious. Kick returns, pick sixes, fumbles. Here's Riley. Cuts outside. Got a block on the corner. Touchdown. Dorian Riley. Flag. They're going to bring this back. It's like a hold on Jackson High. That was a nice run by Riley. He dipped inside, nothing there. And good quickness to get outside. Got around the corner. But there's a flag between the 1 and the 2 yard line. Action tonight for Meridian Wealth Management of Michigan, Jamie Grace and Company, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Ceramic Pro, Lumen Christi Catholic Schools, Superior Industrial Sales and Service, West End Farm to Table. That's a big one, 15-yard walk-off against Jackson, and it will be third and goal from the 16. And they fake, they run a reverse to Stitz. Beats a tackle at the 10, the 5, touchdown. Nifty run by the senior, Kyren Titz. Stitz. Guy's bound to do that. Senior at 180. And he has two touchdowns, one on offense, one on defense. That would be Stitz. And Jackson has 20. There's still 4.5 to go in the first quarter. As the sun finally sinks behind the tree line. Thank you. Vikes go for two. Bush keeps it. He's into the end zone for two. Standing up with the football. Belly fake by Noah Bush. And he weaved his way the 3 yards for the two-point conversion. 4:23 to go. First quarter, Jackson 22. Ann Arbor here on three. So 22 unanswered points for the Vikings. But Huron, they've made some plays. They've just shot themselves in the foot here. This game could be closer. Again, over on Spring Arbor Road, Lumen has just taken the lead. As Plate has gone 60 yards for a touchdown. Lumen 14, Coldwater 7 on Spring Arbor Road. Here it's 22-3. But actually, it's kind of an uncomfortable 22-3. Here's the little pop fly kick. And that stays in bounds. They're going to have to run it. And 30-yard line. Stashnik kicks it into that dead area. This time it stayed in bounds. And Huron picked it up. They got it to the 30. Well, Huron's been able to move the ball. And really, Jackson, they've not been able to pop Riley at all, but Stitz had the big touchdown run on third and forever. And, of course, Trader had the 90-yard kick return. And they have in the backfield Ty Hill taking the snap. He's really a running back. Now he's going to throw it down the middle. Caught. Break a tackle. 50. 40. Slam down. Helmet off. Flag. As Jalen Matthews had his headgear ripped right off. And that's almost always going to get you a flag. I think that was, again, the junior Jaheim Rice. Boy, what a throw there by the running back, Ty Hill. Let's see what they have him listed as. Yeah, they have him listed as a running back and a linebacker. They pick up the flag. So it'll be a first down at the Jackson 38. As I mentioned, Huron probably has more yardage in this first quarter than Jackson High. But they're down 22-3. So it's that kind of game. It's really been goofy. Hill takes a snap. He runs. Fakes an option and runs right through Jackson High defenders like Swiss cheese all the way to the 25-yard line. That was some very poor tackling by the Vikings. And a first down Ann Arbor Huron. At the J High 25-yard line. Good run by Ty Hill. Who's taking the direct snap. He's not really the starting QB. Now he hands it off. There's room at the 25, 20, 15, 13-yard line, and another first down for the River Rat at the 13-yard line as they try to get back in the game. 3:25 to go here in the first quarter. WKHM. WKHM.com around the world. Jackson leads 22-3, but Huron threatening. And there goes Hill again. Look at him run through defenders. Goodness. That way, I think that was Baird. He really Jackson's top defender, and he ran right through him. and got about 4 yards when it really should have been nothing. Pretty good job by the offensive front here for Huron. Hill runs the other way, and nothing this time, and he takes a shot at the 10-yard line. Blood on top, and Richards on the bottom. Benoit Richards, a couple other Vikes were there. Jason Roy. And a third down, they lost two there. Third and eight. Here on what has really turned into a nice night for football. Decent little breeze over here. They throw it over the middle, intercepted! And Beard is dragged down at the 5-yard line. Baird, Guillermo Baird, looked up, and the pass was right at him. By Ty Hill. And Ann Arbor Huron, who's been all over the field here in the first quarter again. That is their third turnover. Two picks and a fumble, and they've given up a 90-yard kick return for a touchdown. And the Vikings take over at their 6-yard line. Well, they're 94 yards away. And Riley breaks out into the secondary. He's out over the 15 to the 18-yard line. That'll be a first down, Jackson, and about a dozen on first down for Dorian Riley. 5'6", 190. And he gets lost in that big offensive line. Richards, Simonetti, Castrava, Roy, Starks. Noah Bush out of the gun. A little Canadian football there as Riley was off and rolling way before the snap. That'll cost Jackson 5 on the false start. Coldwater's just tied Lumen, so they have a dogfight. Spring Arbor Road, 14-14. Coldwater and Lumen Christie. Out of the gun, Bush to Riley. And he looks to get outside, 20, 25. He's at the 30 and chased out of bounds there and has a first down. That was first and 15, and Riley got about 18 yards on first down. Good block out there by the wide receiver. I didn't exactly see who it was, but he was able to contain the corner man and give Riley some time to get to the sideline and up the sideline for all that yardage. And here's a timeout, Vikings. Jackson leads 22-3. And let's take a break, back in 30 seconds. On WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC Josh Ankrell tonight on the broadcast. Ratch on assignment. First down, Jackson at the 31. Riley shakes a tackle in the backfield. Spin move, a beauty. Still on his feet. Look at him rumble all the way to the 45-yard line of Ann Arbor Huron. That is 23 yards, Dorian Riley. You just don't teach that kind of run. He was able to run around and through several defenders. And a first down at the Huron 45. In motion, Stitz. Riley off right tackle. Solid gain on first down of 6 to the River Rat 38. Yeah, this is Huron is really, this has been a bad football program for a long time. And again, they started the season with renewed hope. They beat Ecor 63-14. They do have some pretty good athletes. They've just made mistake after mistake here after being able to move the football. Here's Riley again. Steps right out of a tackle. Then he puts his head down and just rams into the defensive back and knocks him right on his wallet. First down, Jackson, 31-yard line. Riley, tough runner. And he's one of those kids, you can give it to him 30 times and he'll be fresher than you are. We're down to 20 seconds left in a long first quarter as Noah Bush sends Riley slotted to the right. Bush is in the gun on first down. Motion man has it. That's Stitz, 30, and dragged down from behind. Little horse collar there, but no penalty. That was Torrance Green. They could have called a horse collar, but that's a pickup of about 3 yards for Stitz, as opposed to what I called him earlier. That ends the first quarter. It's 22-3 Vikings. Back in a minute on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC back at Withington. Noah Bush, nice run on second down and 7. Noah Bush runs right up the middle for a first down. He picks up 10 yards. And boy, he delivered the blow. There, I think that was Green out in the secondary, and Bush just put his head down and leveled him, got the first down, 18-yard line for Jay High at the Huron 18. Bush to Riley, and he's dragged down. There's a real good defensive gem by Marcel Cooper. He is 6'2 and a very svelte 295. Mr. Cooper got in the backfield right away. Somebody missed a block there. And Riley got the ball from Bush, and he looked up, and he had that 295 draped on him. Second and 10. Huron jumps offside again, and that just ruins a great defensive play. They've done this the entire first half. And I put the crowd about 25 over at Ann Arbor Huron on that side of the field. Second and 5 for the Vikings. We're just underway in the second quarter. Jackson leads 22-3. And threatening. And Riley cuts inside the 10, the 5, and drops the ball. It goes out of bounds. Boy, he had that stripped right out of his hands by Kasim Henderson. And they're going to mark it at the 1 yard line, and it'll be goal to go for Jackson. Looked like Riley was going to get in for a touchdown, but he had that. Did not have the ball secured properly, and it was punched out. But it's goal to go for Jackson, and they're about 3 feet away from another touchdown. And Bush keeps it himself and a whistle. Procedure call on Jackson. That'll cost him 5 and take it from the 1. Back to the 6 and goal to go. Play trickles in with, looks like John Cole into the lineup. Also, Bush trotted over and talked to Coach Farley. And they go with Bush in the gun. He's about 4 yards behind the center. Kostrava hands it off to Riley. Breaks the tackle. Touchdown. Man, is he hard to tackle. Touchdown, Vikings. And it is 28-3. And the fight song. Bikes go for two here with 10.5 till halftime. Bush. The wraparound. Is that Stitz? Good block out on the corner. Walks it in for a touchdown. Austin Mathis. Good job. There was one player who had a shot. And Mathis got a block on the corner man. And that made that one easy. And it is 30-3. And we're barely underway in the second quarter, my friends. I was just being silly earlier when I said we're going to have 200 points. We might get halfway there anyway. Crazy. Crazy football at the stadium. Again, Jackson after two games on the road to open the season, three in a row here at home, and two pretty good teams coming in. Dexter next week, followed by the Bulldogs of Chelsea. Stachnik, Max Stachnik, 6'1", 170-pound junior. And he punches it down in that dead area, and it rolls out of bounds. And now we have a little squabble amongst players, and there's a flag. Don't get mad now, fellas. You're down by 27. And let's see if you're unlikely to take this at the 35. They could have Jackson kick it over. There is a flag thrown into the pile there. There was some pushing between a couple of the fellas. And the officials trying to get together and figure it out. Boy, this is going to be a long first half. And the officials they're calling some kind of procedure penalty and a personal foul on Huron. And they're putting the ball at the 35 for Huron. Oh, they're going to mark off that was a first down. Now they're going to mark off the personal foul, so it'll be at the 20. Well, the question is it first and 10 or first and 25? And the official says first and 10. But if that was a dead ball foul, I think it should be first and 25. They're going to try to throw a halfback pass. Huron just throws it on the ground. The ball is loose. It's an illegal pass. The official should have ruled him down. The ball was loose. He tried to throw it as he was on the ground. And, wow, this one has really gotten away. I think they're calling it an illegal pass. And they called, after the play, I guess, some sort of penalty on Jackson. Coldwater has taken the lead over Lumen. With 4 minutes to go in the first half, Coldwater 21, Lumen Christi 14. Titans in the free press were ranked number one this week in Division 7. Coldwater, they were ranked, I believe, this week. It might be Division 3. Check my notes. They were ranked 7 in Division 3. Back to pass. Hill got away from a couple defenders, now dragged down. Good tackle by Richards. Benoit Richards. And Hill is limping off. He got twisted up there by Richards. I don't know what happened to our original quarterback. I did not see him get hurt, but Tyson Edmondson, I don't know if he's scratched, but we have not seen him. And now they have number two has not made it to the media guide. Well, Huron takes a timeout. They're, from what I can tell, their two quarterbacks are both hurt. Edmondson, something must have happened to him. We have not seen him in a couple series. He threw some nice passes to start the game. And then just disappeared. I can only assume it's an injury of some sort there. And now the backup, Ty Hill, has limped off. Yeah, I just spotted Edmondson. He's, I believe, some sort of leg injury, sitting at the end of the bench. Rather dejectedly for Ann Arbor Huron. And they have number two at quarterback. I cannot tell you who it is, but he throws it long, and it's caught by Davis all the way to the Jackson 35-yard line. The crafty left-hander just chucked it as far as he could, and a nice grab by the big wideout, Mike Davis. 36-yard line, and Huron in business here. The clock runs for a change. 9:10 to go till halftime. Here on WKHL. Michigan Idol tomorrow. Well, it looked like they jumped there, but I don't see a flag. And the quarterback, he throws it to a tackle. That's illegal. This is crazy. He was being tackled, and he threw it to Big 52, Marcel Cooper, that 295-pound lineman. He wanted no part of that. Let's say Mr. Cooper is not an eligible receiver. Illegal forward pass. Loss of down. Should be second. I believe that's a loss of down. But the chain gang has a first down. I thought that was a loss of down. Back to throw, rush on. This thing should be intercepted. Was that caught? Four Vikings there. It went right between them and was caught by Jalen Matthews. Boy, Jackson's got to knock that down. They had three players there, and somehow they all whiffed on it. Lumen trailing tonight, 21-14, Coldwater. Late in the first half. They throw one long for Davis. No. He had beaten his man. That was Devin Howland out there on the coverage. Davis beat him, but he could not catch up with the pass at the goal line. And that's going to bring up a fourth down. I think they finally caught up with it over there. This is a fourth and about two. From what I can ascertain, the number three quarterback for Huron, they've lost two quarterbacks so far here in the first half. Rush is on. They throw a little swing pass out here at the 30. Good job. They get a first down inside the 25. That has worked wonderfully tonight. Aaron Winston caught that little flare pass out of the backfield. Ran to the corner, able to turn it up for a few yards and a first down. Here on at the Jackson 24. They run the spread. They throw it long and incomplete. Again, they had a man open, but that would have taken a perfect pass. Howland was in on the coverage again. That will bring up a second and 10 from the 24-yard line. Jackson leads 30-3. And we still have 8 minutes, eight solid minutes to go in the first half. They run a sprint out action. Uh-oh, Jackson lost contain. Now they throw an incomplete. Oh, Bear just wiped out the quarterback. Number three quarterback, Guillermo Baird, just about decapitated. I think that's Pryor, but I'm not sure. Josiah Pryor. We'll have to check at halftime with the Huron personnel up here. See exactly who that is. He did not make it into the media guide. So they've lost Tyson Edmondson and Ty Hill. Both lost tonight. Again, they jump. That should be a 5-yard walk-off as Jermaine Pfeiffer was playing Canadian football. He had about a 3-step jump on the snap downfield. And that has happened more times than I'm sure Coach Mack cares to remember here. Take it back to the 29-yard line. We'll go with Pryor right now at quarterback. There's that little flare pass and good breakup for the Vikings that time. Brendan Blood smelled it out. He's had a nice game defensively, just not a big guy. Junior, about 180. Playing linebacker, and he's been around the ball. Fourth down and 15. They'll go for it here. They went fourth and 30 earlier. They just chuck one long, and that is caught. Touchdown. Should be a touchdown. Wow. Bad coverage by Jackson. It's really all they could do is just throw it for the end zone and a diving reception. I believe that was Davis right at the goal line. And River Rats back on the board. Frankly, that should never happen. And the Rats, they've got an excellent kicker, but I believe they're going to run for two here. And they do not get there. They try to run it with Winston. And he's knocked down, out at the 5-yard line. So they didn't come close there. 30-9. We hit just about 8 o'clock here at WKHM Jackson. Still 7:46 to go in the first half. A long night at Withington. We're back in a minute on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
See what Ann Arbor Huron does on the kick here. And they kick it deep. And that's Kyron Stitz, 2025. Pretty good coverage there by Huron and 27-yard line. First down for the Vikes. Another River Rat player limping out here. We've had a few of them. They don't have a big roster. That's Jamil Thomas limping over to the sideline. So far, Huron has lost their top two quarterbacks, Edmondson and Hill. Vikes by 21, 7:40 to go. They spread the field with four wideouts to the far side. They run a little quick hitter to Dorian Riley, and he is absolutely snowed under in the backfield at the 25-yard line. It's a loss of three. And that looked like big Marcel Cooper. He was there with Tyrese Hurd. And second, 13. Noah Bush runs the option, and not much there, maybe a deuce. Excellent defense. He couldn't get the pitch out. He wanted to pitch it to Riley. But a good defensive play there. By Kingsley Perkins. Third down and 10. Bush and Riley in the backfield. We have two wides on each side. They fake in motion. They run Stitz around. He got a block 30, 35. See where they spot him. No, he went out at the 35. That'll bring up a fourth down in about three. Western pounding Northwest at the half, 29-6. And that's our game on K105.3. And a fourth down. Jackson will go for it here. Fourth and three. Fake to Riley. Bush keeps it. 40, 45, 50. They'll never catch him. 30, 20, 10. He didn't make it. They ran him out at the two. Noah Bush, the fake to Riley, and ran it right up the middle. Like he was shot out of a cannon all the way. You're going to spot him between the 2 and 3 yard line. And with 6 minutes to go, Jackson, we have a flag. In fact, we have a couple. What a run by Bush. I can't believe somebody caught him. Looked like he had about a 10-yard lead on that D-back. Personal foul on Jackson. That's a couple of those tonight. Wow. And they're walking all the way back, and it's going to end up fourth and long for the Vikings instead of goal to go from the 2 yard line. Boy, we've had a lot of discussions. These officials, lot of chatter. And we've had a lot of penalties. And we've had a lot of dead time. Sorry, anyway, our K105.3 game is Western 29, Northwest 6 at the half. Now what are they doing? Now they're walking the other way. This has really been crazy. That official just dished out about 30 signals here. We had two flags. One was back at the line of scrimmage. Now they got to run over and they've got to explain it to the Huron cheerleaders. Now they bring the ball all the way down to the Huron end of the field, and it's going to end up at the 3 yard line. So I can't begin to figure out what they're doing. There were two flags. First of all, they brought it all the way back to the 40 of Jackson, and now it's at the 1 yard line. Yeah, this has been a little painful, the administration of all these various penalties. They're still down here talking. The white hat is nowhere to be found. Here he comes from the other bench. The ball's now somehow at the 1 yard line. It went from the 3 back to the 40. Now it's at the 1. And they finally wind the clock. That's the first time that clock's moved in about 12 minutes. Bush keeps it, touchdown. Fake to Riley and kept it off left tackle. And it's 36-9. Oh, the Vikes go back up by 28. I guess, you know, if game like this, if you're ever going to kick a point, you would probably do it now So they might they must not be planning on kicking this year. They go for two again. And out of the short gun, Bush, Riley. And he scores the two-point conversion. A few little extracurriculars after the play. No flag. 38-9. I'm going to need a transfusion after this thing. 38-9. We still have 5:50 to go in the first half. Wow. Some of these players may retire before this game's over. Let's take a break. Back in a minute on 970-1015 FM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Well, Jackson had the short kick again, and that was recovered by the River Rats. And they will start at the Jackson 45-yard line again. They have lost. If you're thinking about a River Rat comeback, let me throw a little water on that. As they have lost their top two quarterbacks, and they're running right now with a kid. He just threw a touchdown pass, but he's not even listed in our media guide. I don't know. They might have picked him off the street somewhere. They lose 4 yards on this first down play at 2nd and 14. Five, 10 to go. They lob one down here. Almost. Was that intercepted? Great interception by the Vikings. Rex Pryor. Diving pick by Rex Pryor, the 150-pound senior. That was a gem. And Jackson takes over, and you might as well keep scoring here. Get this clock running. If we can get the clock running, maybe we can get out of here by 10. 38-9, Jackson gets it back on. I've got at least four turnovers on Huron. That's the third pass interception. And the Vikings still have their number one group in there. Bush stands back at the 21 out of the gun. And here's that flanker around. Good cut, 35. 39-yard line and a first down. Good cut up there. Orlando Trader, who ran one 90 yards earlier on that, I guess you call it a jet sweep, and was able to turn that corner and get about 11, 12 yards and a first down. The ball's at the, you know, they spotted it back, won the 38. Bush to Riley, 40. 45, he's hit hard. But he picks up 6 yards. That didn't look like much, but he got six. Big offensive line for Jackson. Benoit Richards, Dominic Simonetti, Marcus Castrava, Jason Roy, and Cyrus Starks. About 250. Here's a first down, 50, 45, 44-yard line. Dorian Riley. That will be 11 more yards for Riley and a first down, and the clock runs. with 3:55 till halftime. Good opening night crowd here for the Vikings on Pink Viking Night. Just got 2 yards this time before he was wedged out of bounds. And into the backfield. Does a slot, Malachi Kretzinger. He checks in at about 2:30. He'll block somebody. And Riley dragged down. Didn't like the way he took that hit. That was awkward. Took it high. A lot of high hits on Riley. He's so short. And then he was kind of twisted down. Third down and 5. 2:55 to go in the half. All Jackson here. And Riley breaks a tackle. Hammered right at the sticks at the 34. Looks like he's going to be about a foot short. Boy, Riley taking a beating. And I don't know if that's necessary here when you're up 38-9. And they're not bringing those chains in, are they? Wow. They're going to walk those chains in for this one. It's 38-9 with 2:40 to go till halftime. I think he's about a foot short. And he's about an inch short. Now, I could call that from here. I'm almost on Stewart Street. I don't know how those officials couldn't figure that out in a 30-point waxing. You know, small town, not a lot to do. Fourth down and an inch for the high. I guess the goal here would be to get it into a clock running scenario here in the second half and get out of Dodge. They run a power set, and Bush sneaks it, and he has a first down. 31-yard line. Needed an inch. He got about 3 yards. And that was that Baird? Guillermo Baird back there, and he just shoved Bush for about 2. Boy, Baird's gotten a lot bigger this year. They've got him listed at 230. I don't think he was. I think he was more like a 200-pounder last year. Lives in the weight room. And he is a stalwart on defense and getting a rare try on. There's a fumble by Bush. Bad exchange. Huron comes up with it at the 35. So the Vikings turn it over here, and Huron gets it back. They don't look too excited about it, as they are down by 29. And they've lost 2 quarterbacks we haven't seen. I see Edmondson. I don't know what happened to Hill. He limped off, though, and we haven't seen him since. Well, they try a running play, and look out. He's going the wrong way. Brendan Blood, the first there. And about 5 pink jerseys. Greg Bosman. Malachi Kretzinger. They were all there. Junior linebacker Brendan Blood. Good football name. He really played well. Here's a sack. Quarterback cannot get rid of the ball. He goes down at the 25. It'll bring up a third and 20 for the River Rats with about a minute to go. And we're 55 seconds. And they're just going to chuck one as far as they can. Got a man wide open, and he dropped a touchdown. What in the world's Jackson doing? Get a safety back there. Don't let people run behind you. Number 17. Devin Traylor was wide open for a touchdown. He was 10 yards behind the defender and dropped the ball. That brings up a fourth and 20 with 44 seconds. That, by all intents and purposes, that should have been here on touchdown. They've had a couple of those. It looks like Huron's going to punt here, but who can trust them? Earlier, they went on fourth and 30. They faked it. This time, they kick. And a fair catch, a fumble. And Jackson got it back at the 47. That was, I believe that was Pryor that muffed the punt, but able to get it back. And let's see what Jackson does here with 44 seconds left till halftime. Vikes get the ball to start the second half also. A 35-point lead. We get the clock running. That would be the goal for this one. You hate to say that, but that's where we're at right now. They run a draw to Stitz. 50. 45-40. 35. He's got a first down. 32-yard line. They stop the clock. They should stop the clock on the first down with 30 seconds to go. Jackson's going to, and the clock runs, get a snap in here. They run the same play and nothing. They run a little kind of a bad-looking draw. Jackson's going to take a timeout. I guess I don't like this. You're up 38-9. There's really no reason to, that I know of. Maybe there are some mitigating factors here. But you're up by 29 points. We'll keep it right here. Just 20 seconds left. Time for a play or two. Again, Lumen trailing. They should be starting the second half over there. Coldwater 21-14 over Lumen Christie. They start the third, and Coldwater gets the ball to start the third quarter. And Western all over Northwest on the out-of-town scoreboard. For Fuller's ChemDry, that was 29-6 for the Panthers. Bush, wide open. Oh, you got to hit that. Riley was 15 yards behind everybody, and Bush did not put enough air under it. Threw it right over his head. All he had to do is lob it down there. Riley could have made a fair catch and crawled into the end zone. He was so open. Third down from the 33, 17 seconds. Little red sky at night. Sailor's delight tonight. As Noah Bush here rolls, looks. Oh, is he hammered? And the pass is incomplete. I think you want your quarterback taking those shots, rolling against the grain. That'll bring up a fourth, 11 seconds, 38-9. It feels like this game should be over. We're trying to get to halftime. Incredibly, here at 8:30. Wow, this may be a record setter here. Call John Waldron. I think he has a clock on this one. Bush out of the gun. Run that draw again. And Stitz breaks away. He's got a first down. He's down to the 15-yard line. One second left. Jackson may get another snap off the ball. They did. They took a timeout. So they're trying to score here. We'll keep it here. Action for County National Bank, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title Company, Ron Ellison, long time high school football, basketball sponsor, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Superior Industrial Sales and Service. Part of our group here on 970 and 101.5 FM. Ranch on assignment. I believe he'll be back next week. Ball's at the 15. We have time for a play. So if you're going to run a play, you might as well run it to the end zone here. Again, 35-point. Deficit would have the clock in a running mode to start the second half, and I don't think that would bother either team. Bush fakes a handoff and throws it right to Huron. Here's the run back, and player is tackled at the 12-yard line. And we get to halftime. Mercifully for all involved. Jackson High 38, Ann Arbor here on 9. And we have made it to halftime. Incredible. This game, we had three scoring plays in the first 3 minutes of the game. We had Huron actually led 3-0. They kicked a long field goal. Jackson returned the kickoff about 90 yards for a touchdown, and then when Huron got the ball back, they threw a 57-yard pick six. And this one started out crazy, and it got goofier than that throughout the course, which included a lot, I mean, numerous penalties and discussions. Let's take a three break, and we will be back here at the half. Again, 38-9 Jackson, rolling easily to their third win of the season on WKHL.
to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Well, we could use some drain cleaning here tonight. Wow. This was crazy one right from the outset, as we mentioned, and Jackson leads 38-9 over the River Rats. I'm just looking at their schedule. This is the crossover game for Jackson tonight in that Southeast. Huron plays on the other side, and boy, they get Saline next week, and then Temperance Bedford, and then Ann Arbor Pioneer. So the next couple weeks will not be any fun whatsoever for Ann Arbor Huron, and they have lost their top two quarterbacks here. Lumen, good news here from Spring Arbor Road. Lumen has just tied Coldwater. They're all tied at 21. Lumen and Coldwater, 21-21. And that should be, they were well ahead of us. That's maybe well into the third quarter or maybe halfway through. Lumen and Coldwater, 21-21. Yeah, Huron plays Saline, Bedford, Ann Arbor Pioneer, their next three games. And they're down. We just checked with some of our friends from Huron, and Cameron Donnell is the quarterback forced to come in, and their number three quarterback. Their original QB, Joel Edmondson's cousin, Tyson Edmondson, he started out a house of fire. He looked good. But I don't. Something happened to him. He had some sort of leg injury. I saw him just parked over on the bench. And then Ty Hill was more of a running type quarterback. Came in, and he did okay. Then he got hurt, and he is gone. So they're on quarterback number three here tonight, and that does not bode well for Ann Arbor Huron or anybody for that matter. Let's take a two break this week in high school sports coming up. And we'll be back here in about 7-8 minutes with the hopefully the start of the second half. Again, we're at halftime. Jackson 38, River Rats 9. Again, Lumen and Coldwater got a dandy going, 21-21. We'll keep you updated on that. And it's all Western. They're clobbering Northwest at halftime in our K105.3 game, 29-6. We'll be back. Keep it here on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC back here at Withington. Well, it's Friday the 13th. We knew we had a crazy thing going on here out at Western. They lost power, and they're moving their game. And all the fans and all the footballs and kicking tees and broadcasters to Van Horn Road. You can't make that up, can you? I don't think so. Big night for Mike Reed. He's going to make some extra cash tonight. Goodness. And this is just abhorrently long here. We are at 8:45, and they just put three more minutes back on the clock here at halftime because the teams were late getting out. Again, Huron has lost their top two quarterbacks, so they're down to number three, and they, quite frankly, at this point are not competitive here. So the best thing for all concerned, if Jackson can score again and we play with a running clock here for a while. Huron coaches down having a conversation with half of the officiating crew. Jackson down at the other end of the field getting some tune-up tosses in. Okay, Michigan Idol tomorrow, so no Michigan football here on the network. Michigan State in action. Should be an interesting game with Arizona State. That is a 4 o'clock kick, and we have it on ESPN 101.9 FM. Again, the pregame starts at 2:30. For the 4 o'clock kickoff, Fox has the TV coverage if you're looking for that. I believe it's the main Fox channel. As the teams still warming up out here. I don't know why we have to have 20-minute halftimes, but we do. They're into the fourth quarter now on Spring Arbor Road, all tied at 21. Lumen and Coldwater in a barn burner, 21 apiece, fourth quarter underway on Spring Arbor Road. Again, Lumen Lumen ranked number one in Division 7, and Coldwater, I believe that was number 7 in Division 3 going at it. We knew Coldwater was a good team. I didn't think they were that good. They're going toe-to-toe with the Titans on Spring Arbor Road. The world can rest in peace. Mitch Marner has signed a contract with the Toronto Maple Leafs. And whatever it is, it's an overpay. The absolute silliness going on in that league. You know, we start hockey this week. Call Mike Reed. Mike's a big hockey fan. Red Wings, I believe we have the Tuesday night game. Their first preseason game with the Chicago Blackhawks. Hawks picked to finish last in the Central by most of the experts. The Wings and the Hawks this week. I think we, talking to our programming group, we have several, I think 4 or 5 Red Wing preseason games. They open the first couple days of October. And then the long, arduous hockey season will be underway on WKHM. The Vikings receive this kickoff to start the second half. Again, Jackson was close to scoring right at the end of the first half. That would have put those 30 people that made the trip from Ann Arbor out of their agony. Huron was 82 feet offside on the kick. Did I see a flag? Jackson on a run back out to the 12-yard line. They did not throw a flag. Wow. So a little Canadian football on that kick as... Oh, I believe it was the always popular Jermaine Pfeiffer was about 4 strides ahead of the kicker. Jackson has it at the 12-yard line. Noah Bush out there, Dorian Pierce, or Dorian Riley. Dorian Pierce was here about 100 years ago. Wow. So on first down, out of the gun, short gun, I call it. Give to Riley, a burst over the 15 to the 18-yard line. Hogtied there. Pickup of, let's give Riley six there, second and four. And here's a running play for an easy first down for Riley. And that's out to the 27. Good offensive line for Jackson. Benoit Richards, Dominic Simonetti, Marcus Castrava, Jason Roy, Cyrus Starks. Starks, 250. Roy, 275. Castrava, 245. Simonetti is 240. Richards, 230. We have flags. Stitz hitting the backfield down at the 21. That's a loss of several, an emotion call against Jackson. This, you know, it's just tough to play right now. This game is so out of whack. And really, after that crazy, we've never been in a rhythm here. No rhythm to this game. We had three scoring plays in the first 3 minutes. No, second, about 15. Dan Riley gets about six or so. Lumen has just scored on a safety, and they lead Coldwater 23-21. To my knowledge, we'll have to double-check on that. 23-21, Lumen just into the fourth quarter. Lumen scored on a bad snap, safety. Third down, nine. Option, Bush is going to get clobbered at the 29. Looks like we get a face mask here. 5 yard face mask they grabbed around the. They've done a lot of that, really tackling around the helmet. Not really an approved practice unless you're like Dick Butkus. So they're going to call a 5 yard mask, and that will probably allow Coach Farley to go for it here. He doesn't like to punt on a good day. This will give them a, well, you get the down over, too, okay? Well, third and two, I think he will go for it here. Clock running with 10. Bush keeps it and has a first down to the 41. Bush runs that belly keep very well, and he is so quick that if you are not alert defensively, he's gone. He took one earlier about 60 yards to the 2 yard line. It was called back on a PIM. Jackson, a first down at the 41. They started this drive at the 12. The clock is still running. That's about the most continuous clock time we've had all night. 9:20 to go here in the third. Noah Bush back to throw it. Flicks it out here for Riley, and he gets clobbered after a yard. Second down and nine. Next week, Lumen at Northwest, Napoleon at Vandercook on the docket. Again, Lumen was down 21-14. They have rallied to take a 23-21 lead Still most of the fourth quarter left against Coldwater. Dorian Riley, a couple tough yards. Riley's had some tough sledding tonight. I'm just guessing that he's probably around 100 yards, but not first two games he has beaten 200 yards in each of those games. The Huron defense, albeit not great, has been much stouter than what the Vikings ran into the first 2 weeks. And there goes Riley, 45-50, runs over a tackler. Boy, it looked like he had an easy first down. What a lousy spot. Back at the 50-yard line. Looked like he was at the 48. We have a Huron player down. And there's a whole group of them. There's three or four over on the bench that have been scratched from this game, including both of their top quarterbacks. Injury timeout on the field. Let's take a quick break. Yeah, we'll take a one-minute timeout for the injury. We'll be back. 38-9 Jackson on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC here at Withington. Jackson just picked up a first down at the Rat 46. And there's a new number. Haven't seen tonight, a carry for Cornell Taylor. We will give Corny 2 yards there. Second down and 8. Jackson, big offensive line. They don't run tight ends, but what they will do, as we've seen a couple times, they will bring Malachi Kretzinger and Guillermo Baird in, put him at a slot, and just let him block the heck out of somebody. And that time it was Kretzinger leading the running back, although Kretzinger, I don't know if he touched anybody, but the Vikings picked up about 6 yards down to the 39-yard line. Third and 3. Vikings chewing this clock up, and it continues to run. Riley gets outside and turns the corner. 30-25, run out of bounds. And hit way out of bounds. 25-yard line. Nice run by Dorian Riley. He's a good one. And he's had to earn really every bit of it tonight. He's taken a beating. He's absorbed some big hits. 9 in the box. There goes Bush, 20, 15. Down to the 10-yard line. Bush picks up 15 on first down. They'll mark him back at the 11. Give him 14 yards and goal to go for the high. Up by 29. A touchdown would put him right at 35 and get the clock running. Ball's at the 11. And Riley spins at the 5 to the 4. It Second down from the four. Vikes could get a first down at the one. Ball's at the four. And Jackson has taken the ball from the outset of this third quarter. They received the kickoff, and they've run off 7.5 minutes. It took us a day and a half to play 7.5 minutes in that first half. Here's Bush. Riley, touchdown. Looks like Jackson's going to kick this time. They're up 44-9. Up by 35, so that will get the clock running. And out to kick so the snap was high. We had a whistle. We had a timeout taken by Jackson. I don't think they had I think they had enough players out there. Let me count them. Nope, they had 10. That's not good. But somebody must have noticed it, took a timeout, and they'll get a redo there. That was going to be a high snap, and I don't know what may have transpired there. 4:18 to go in the third, 44-9. Again, Lumen was down 21-14 at the half. Walker Plate scored a touchdown in the third. And then Lumen early in the fourth, a bad snap led to a safety. And last check, Lumen up 23-21. That should be getting pretty late. So we hit 9 o'clock, WKHM Jackson. Extra point. Kick is up there and good. And again, that was Mac Stachnik. Let me spell that. Stachnik. 45-9. So we will play with the running clock here, and we should be able to get this thing over with in the next 15 to 20 minutes anyway. This has been just a horribly long first half, and then that halftime seemed to last forever also. Jackson chewed over 7.5 minutes on that drive. They took it from the 12-yard line, and they went 88 yards in quite a few plays. Completed one pass that was that little flare that went for just a couple yards to Riley. Here's the kick. They punch it down here. Picked up by the receiver, Davis. He's hit. He spun around. He gets away. Now about 8 Vikings pummel him to the turf at the 17-yard line. And the clock can't run fast enough here. 3:55 to go. Now, if you missed it, as we told you earlier, they had a power outage tonight at Western. Western was leading. They were crushing Northwest. Power outage. They're moving the whole football operation to Northwest to finish the game. And they said they would resume that at 10 o'clock. Here's a big hit. Guillermo Baird just destroyed the receiver cutting over the middle. That is Barrett is about 230, and he just about broke that receiver in half. That was the lanky Jermaine Pfeiffer, 6'4", 170. Cameron Donnell is the quarterback. He always in trouble. There's a flag. He runs it up the sideline. He gets away for some good yardage, but we have a flag. And Jackson's going to sub in a bunch of backups here on defense. So that silly holding penalty stops the clock needlessly here. 45-9. That will negate the run. And take the ball all the way back inside the 10. 6-yard line. Cameron Donnell is hit, throws it right up in the air, and that is knocked away, almost picked off. There were about five players there for that jump ball at the 30-yard line. And for the Vikings, that was Pryor, I believe, out there. Almost. No, Cornell Taylor almost got the pick. Third and about 21. And the third string quarterback. Got to give him credit for hanging in there. They've been all over him. He flares it out here and it's dropped. Jackson defender was right there. Garrett Ennis might have really lit up that running back. He was about to catch it and turn up, but he turned up and forgot to catch it. Fourth down for the River Rats, and I guess they're going to kick. You never know. Boy, it would be a rough week for them. They've lost two quarterbacks. No idea how severely they were injured. I didn't even see the number one guy, Edmondson, get hurt. I don't think it was too bad. He was sitting over on the bench. But obviously he never made it back in. Saw Hill limping around. Why is the clock stopped? Why would that be stopped? Oh. Another penalty on Huron. And the clock back running. This may be the last of the third quarter. They get the kickoff, run back, 35-30, 25-20. 15, good run back. Orlando Trader. Nice job there by the Big O. He went about 90 earlier. And we have completed three quarters. 45-9 Jackson. Back in a minute on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.
Greg Craig Bozeman now in at quarterback for Jackson here. We start the fourth. Jackson has the ball at the 15-yard line. Lumen has blown their game wide open against Coldwater. With a couple minutes left, Lumen now up 38-21. So we missed a couple touchdowns there. But good news, they were down 21-14, came back and tied it. Took the lead in the fourth on a safety and have scored two touchdowns after that. 38-21, Lumen. Bozeman got away from a defender inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line. Good 6-yard run by the backup quarterback. He is a junior, about 175. Third and three, ball at the 9. And we have 10:50 to go. So Dexter rolls into Withington. The dreaded dreadnoughts. And that should be a first down inside the 5-yard line. Good run there. Let's see if we can figure out who had it. And that was Cornell Taylor on the carry. Let's go 4-yard line for the Vikings. Again, backup quarterback Greg Bozeman out of the gun, and he's going to get hammered. Back at close to the 15-yard line. We're going to mark him at the 13. Why is the clock stopped? That clock should be running. There's no reason to stop the clock. None. Zero. Second down and goal for Jackson. Bozeman rolling, looking. Looking, rolling, and running. And he's down inside the 4, between the 3 and the 4-yard line. Nice run by Greg. That'll bring up third and goal. Final in, again, Lumen. Big fourth quarter, and they beat up on Coldwater 38-21. 38-21 for the Titans. Coldwater had a 21-14 lead in that tilt. Here's Bozeman, ran into his running back, never got the ball, got rid of it, and he's going to be hammered out back near the 10-yard line. It'll bring up a fourth and goal from the 10. Clock running with 8:10 to go. Full moon Friday the 13th. Bozeman rolling, stumbles, and he's going to be hammered on fourth down. Lost 2. And Huron gets the ball back as the clock runs. With 7.5 to go. 45-9. We were 30-9 at halftime. Huron hands it off. We'll get the backup D out there, and Jackson missing all kinds of tackles. And this play will go how many yards? About 88 yards for a touchdown. We have a bunch of flags thrown way behind the play and way after the ball carrier was going for a touchdown. So let's see what happened. That was, I believe it was Aaron Winston. I think they're bringing it back. That was just a runoff tackle, and Jackson's got their backup defense, or a lot of their backup players in there. So Lumen wins 38-21. They go to 3-0. And they've really, they played the best easily. They're going to count that touchdown run. And some sort of penalty called on the, will be administered on the kickoff. Well, that was an 88-yarder. Two-point conversion attempt is good. No defense for Jackson in the end zone. So 45-17. And now we can lengthen out the game a little longer. Got Lumen next week. They go to Northwest. Apparently Northwest and Western will resume their game tonight on Van Horn Road at 10 o'clock after they lost power. Out in Call Patty Poppy, they lost power out on Deering Road. The last we knew, it was, I believe it was 29-6 for Western. That's the last score we came up with. Here it's 45-17. I'll say the Jackson backup defense did not perform well there. They gave up an 88-yard run, and then there was no coverage on the two-point conversion. And Ann Arbor will kick off. They just walked off 15 yards against Jackson. Ann Arbor will kick from the Viking 45-yard line. Lions Sunday, we've got that covered for you. Here's the onside kick, and Jackson recovers. 11 o'clock for the pre, 1 o'clock, Lions and the Chargers. The Phillip Rivers-Matthew Stafford pitching matchup. So, 35-yard line. The Viking backup offense did not look very good either as they went from the 4 to the 15-yard line. They went backwards on that last series. But some valuable playing time for the backup troops here. Bozeman at quarterback. I believe that's Cornell Taylor at a running back position. And a fumble. And the Vikings somehow were able to get it back. That was a high snap on the shotgun. No, Ann Arbor recovered. Excuse me. Oh, the Rats have it here with 6:42 to go. The game that may never end. Ball at the 31. Run the same play. They just scored a touchdown, and the Vikings stuff it at the line of scrimmage. In fact, they lost a yard. Second and 11. Cameron Donnell forced to play quarterback when the top two quarterbacks were both injured in the first half. Here's a running play. This one loses 5 yards. Back to the 36. So a couple good plays by the backup group. Wow, big 79 comes out. Jason Roy, 275 in the middle. And Donnell loses another 15 yards as he's hit back near midfield. Now they took Roy out. They brought in Luke Lyons, a buck 65, play the nose guard. That's about 110 exchange there. Cameron Donnell just throws the bomb. Caught and dropped. Boy, Jackson's deep pass coverage has really been poor. They have been beaten time and time again, and some of the plays are... they just have not had... it's been all man-to-man, no safety help. When you know they're going to throw it deep, just get back there, play center field, but that has not been the case. And they've dropped 3 or 4 tonight. That ball goes back to Jackson now with 5 to go. And sadly, the clock has stopped right now. All the scores tomorrow, Sports Saturday event from 8 to 10. Highlights, the baseball from tonight. Here's a running play for about, just about nothing. Noah Bush back in. I don't understand that. Why you would even risk him right now. 4:30 to go. Bush is going to throw it. Why are they throwing? It's caught. 25-20. 16-yard line. Alfred Taylor on the catch. Junior wide receiver. First down for the Vikes at the 16. Bush has not thrown many tonight. He had one chance to throw a wide-open touchdown pass to Dorian Riley and missed him. He had the great catch and run by Mathis in the first half on an really an excellent throw. And that looks like Taylor on the handoff, and he's gobbled up immediately, loss of a couple. Go, clock, go. 3:10 left. Again, Lumen rallied late in the fourth quarter to beat up on Coldwater, 38-21. Ball's at the 18-yard line. Second down, and Bush still in there. And Taylor breaks free down to the 10. Cornell Taylor. So you get your Orioles drilling the Tigers 6-2 this evening. Big game in the Central. Cardinals 4-0 over Milwaukee. That's just in the third inning. Cubs nipped the Pirates today. Wind blowing out at Wrigley. 17-8 for the Cubbies. Jackson's got the ball at the 5-yard line. There's just really no reason to score. You could take three knees here and get out of town. 45-17. And Bush is still in there. Little jet sweep. Touchdown. And that was Alfred Taylor on the touchdown 5-yard run for the Vikings. Just a little band action. Buck 17 to go. And the Vikings will try to kick the extra point. And that was ugly. First of all, the snap was slow motion. And the kick barely got off the ground. And 51-17. Let's take a one-minute break. We'll come back and wrap this thing up as Jackson goes to 3-0 on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Well, the Vikings back home next week against Dexter. The Dreadnoughts, that will be a much stiffer test than this one here tonight against the Rats, who let this get away. A lot of mistakes. Goodness. I don't think you could list them all for Ann Arbor Huron, and they really had an opportunity with the way they hit some big plays early to be in the game, but turnovers, etc. And then injuries, two quarterbacks lost. And they're running with, a number three quarterback or somebody they grabbed out of the stands here. Not in our program. Pick a player of the game afterward for that trip to Schlenker's, courtesy of Fuller Chemdry. There's a run by Winston out. Pretty good run for about 15. But the player ran out of bounds, so the clock stops. Quarterback going to run there. He had some room, but I think Jackson was offside. That probably negated a long run by the quarterback. Seconds. Again, K105.3. To our knowledge, they're going to pick up the Northwest Western game at 10 o'clock. Was our understanding. Oh, the quarterback got drilled, but he was able to get that pass away for a first down. Are they stopping that clock? Oh, Huron took a timeout. They're down 51-17. I can't blame them. Jackson took a timeout with 1 second left in the first half, up 30-9. So we're gonna play this out. Elrose Steel, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Jackson Public Schools, OmniSource, Meridian Wealth Management of Michigan. It would be Jamie Grace. Ceramic Pro, Trips Auto Shop. West M Farm to Table. Able Heating and Cooling. County National Bank, part of our group here today. Cameron Donnell, their number three quarterback. Back to throw it. He's just going to chuck it long. Or try. He just tosses that up in the air and it's intercepted. And that was Sherman Smith. And he stepped out of bounds at the 25. Take a knee and get this over. It's crazy. Huron, actually, on that play, they had their wide receiver ran right past the secondary, Jermaine Pfeiffer, and he was open, but the quarterback simply did not have the time or the vision. Victory formation. Snapping a knee by Bush. And please be over. and it is over. Mercifully. Final score, Jackson 51, Ann Arbor here on 17. And take a quick break, and we'll come back and wrap it all up from Withington on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC and Josh Ankrell wrapping her up from Withington tonight. A long evening of high school football. Jackson goes to 3-0. And it will be, a different type of game. The next couple, you've got Dexter and Chelsea coming in. A couple good programs. So the Vikings will have to be on top of their game. Huron was just outmanned, and Huron lost their two quarterbacks, so that was a big problem for them, and they made you couldn't make any more mistakes. Penalties, turnovers, it was all there for Huron, and a relatively easy 51-17 win for the Vikings. Our Fuller's Chem Dry player of the game, heading to Schlenker's, Benoit Richards, the fine two-way tackle for Jackson, and played both offensively and defensively. Certainly a stalwart last year and this year for Jackson High. So Benoit Richards, our Fuller's Chem Dry player of the game tonight, as the Vikings, led by Noah Bush and Dorian Riley on offense, Guillermo Baird and company on defense, roll the River Rats 51-17. Lumen Christi, big fourth quarter. They were down 21-14. Titans come back, beat up on Coldwater 38-21. Tonight on Spring Arbor Road. Again, we'll have all the scores tomorrow, 8 to 10. As always, every Saturday morning, the Sports Saturday program. We back that up with the Jamie McKibben Outdoor Show here on WKHM 101.5 and ESPN 101.9. For Josh Ankrell, Greg O'Connor from Withington, again, our final tonight, the Vikings 51, Ann Arbor here on 17. And we say thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM was brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Lumen Christi Catholic Schools, County National Bank, Alro Steel, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Jackson Public Schools, Meridian Wealth Management of Michigan, Able Heating and Cooling, Northwest Community Schools, American Title Company, West End Farm to Table, and Fuller's Chem Dry with our player of the game.
Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.